This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. Head coach Spencer Carberry joins us at 8:45 here on the Junkies. We'll talk about their game last night, which didn't end great. Overtime loss, but I believe that's a point, right?
It's definitely a point.
And they've got a ton of points.
Mm-hmm. Got a point.
Leaves 103 at this point and counting.
Was huge. He's six away. It came with about 4 minutes left, so it helped them secure a point.
Mm-hmm. So that is coming up at 8:45. Also, we have carryover because on Game Show Wednesday, we gave away just one prize. So we said this, at 8:25, we're going to give you another crack, but you're going to have to earn it. We're going to do a little Junkies trivia, reward the loyal listeners.
That's good.
Ask you questions about the show today. So something that came up earlier or is still to come, that's how we'll hook you. We have the $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
Yes, sir.
That's huge. And we have Open the tickets road to Live and Collective Soul.
So thank you for breakfast, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Flame.
You know what? A couple of years ago, I started using Waze just in case. And this time, I mean, I put it on super early and it was like, there's no getting around it. Then I actually list roads. Uh-huh. But in terms of highway to highway to highway, which is how I go.
Yeah.
I had to endure multiple crashes.
Some days it happens.
The cars that I passed, I mean, I don't know how somebody lived given those crashes.
Traffic is scary.
Probably didn't. Probably
got to pay attention.
Probably had some donk offs.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They didn't describe them as fatal crashes, but they closed the American Legion Bridge for a while. Right. And then one was like on River Road and one was about a mile away. So there was like two crashes within a mile. And then what are you going to do? So you're welcome for the breakfast. Hey.
I crushed it in about 8 seconds.
Yeah, I wasn't able to finish it during the commercial break. I tried. CBS Sports came out with a list of teams they believe are most likely to dethrone the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh.
Now, a lot of these are the teams you would expect, but let me lead off with the honorable mentions. They have a top five.
Can we guess?
This might be disrespectful that they're just an honorable mention. Mm-hmm. Sure, you can guess.
Can you get one of the five honorable mentions?
These are just NFC teams?
Nope.
Just overall.
The entire
overall.
League.
Overall.
Whole league.
Whole league.
Honorable mention.
So basically to we're doing top
a,
10.
To win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Bengals.
The Bengals were not on this list. Actually, they are. Sorry. They're not an honorable mention. They're number two.
They're number two?
They have the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
The number two likely team to dethrone.
Wow. That's surprising.
The Philadelphia
Eagles. Houston Texans.
They are on that list. I'll give you the honorable mentions.
All right.
So I felt like this was kind of disrespectful because I would put them in the top five. Valdez, your Ravens don't even make the top five most likely to win a Super Bowl.
They have the Bengals at a better opportunity or better shot to win the Super Bowl than the Ravens?
Yes, sir.
According to CBS Sports. I'm going to bet that Valdez kind of likes the disrespect heading into this.
Do you think it's disrespect?
He's okay with it.
Or do you think it's fair?
I think.
Are they a top five team?
I think the Ravens have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than the Bengals because I don't think the Bengals have done anything really to upgrade their defense, which was a huge problem for them last year. And if they trade away Trey Hendrickson, which I don't know if they're going to do, but if they do, then their defense gets even worse.
The Bengals should worry more about dethroning the Ravens from the AFC North than dethroning the
Eagles. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes. That's very surprising.
Considering Joe Burrow 6-1 against Lamar.
Right.
Or Lamar 6-1 against Joe Burrow.
Right.
1-6.
Who put this out?
CBS Sports.
CBS Sports. Okay.
So your number five team, and it makes sense because they were in the AFC Championship game, is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I mean, it's certainly Bills, in the mix.
They added Joey Bosa. That could upgrade their pass rush if he's healthy.
Right. They added Joshua Palmer as a receiver. He's not some super stud, but he's speedy. At number four,
Chiefs.
They've got the Detroit Lions.
All right.
Now, the Commanders smashed the Lions in the playoffs, but they had a lot of injuries, especially on defense. They do lose both their coordinators. Right. How big of a deal do you think that is? I mean, I guess we're going to find out. Ben Johnson, EB's favorite coordinator.
I think it's got to be a factor. I think anytime teams lose coordinators.
It will be a factor, but I don't think it's going to be a huge factor.
They hired both guys from within, right?
Did they promote both from within? I'd have to double check hires.
I thought they hired from within.
A bigger deal is Aiden Hutchinson coming back from missing last year. I think that makes a bigger impact.
They went out
and
got
coordinators.
They got DJ Reed at corner from the Jets, so they improved there. But all right, so I'm fine with that.
Number three teams to most likely dethrone the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. They
Commanders.
Got the Rams.
Oh,
they've got the Rams number three. Rams added Devontae Adams. Lost Cooper Kupp. Added Devontae Adams. I think based on where Cooper Kupp is now, that's an upgrade to add Devontae Adams.
They also have one of the best running backs in the league. His name's Kyren Williams.
That is correct. John Morton is the new OC in Detroit.
Not Johnny Morton.
Not Johnny Morton. A different John Morton. He was with the Lions in 2022. But then he spent the last 2 years in Denver. Now he's back.
Kind of with
him. Kind of a familiar face.
Yeah. So they like the Rams. I mean, if you look at the Eagles' run in the playoffs, their closest game was against the Rams.
So far, it's the Bills, it's the Rams. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the Lions, it's the Rams.
And you already mentioned the number two team, the Bengals.
And the Bengals. That's surprising to me. And the Chiefs are not on this list so far? All right, so the number one is the Chiefs?
The number one team, they believe.
It's not the Chiefs.
Interestingly, the Chiefs aren't even an honorable mention.
I wonder if it's a local team.
They don't have the Chiefs in the top 10.
That's weird.
They were in the Super Bowl last year.
Really weird.
The Washington Commanders.
Wow. The Washington Commanders.
And that's kind of amazing.
Let's go. I love this.
They have the Commanders basically as the second best team in the NFL.
They love the Laremy Tunsil deal. They love the Deebo Samuel deal.
Mm-hmm.
I love that too. I love Deebo.
And you have to think that Jaden is going to get even better in year two than he was in year one. And year one, was spectacular.
What are your current odds for the Commanders to win the Super Bowl? I think when you went through this a few weeks ago, I feel like they were like the sixth or seventh most favored team.
By the way, they do have the Chiefs in the honorable mention.
Oh, I guess I missed it. Sorry.
Yeah. They've got Tampa, Minnesota, KC, Houston, Green Bay, and Baltimore.
Well, they got a bunch of teams in the honorable mention, actually.
Yeah.
More than I thought.
How are you feeling
plus
about
1600 to win the Super Bowl?
Who's the biggest favorite? Obviously the Eagles, but after them,
I don't have the list. I just have what the Commanders are listed.
Oh, I have ESPN's futures. Is that what you want?
Yeah, yeah.
Because so I have the Chiefs and the Eagles at plus 600. Then they have the Ravens right behind them at plus 650.
Yeah.
Then the Bills plus 700. Then the Lions plus 850. Then the Niners plus 30. They have the Niners ahead of the Commanders. And then the Bengals and the Commanders both at plus 1600.
Yeah, so that's what I was referencing that they were right around seventh. So that's tied for seventh.
I still take umbrage with the. And I know it means nothing. It's preseason with the Niners being a bigger favorite with all of their defections and personnel losses.
They did a lot.
I find that shocking that they are.
They're kind
better
of
odds to win. Than
kind
the
of overhauling the roster a little bit. Yeah.
Well, so the latest in Cincinnati is that they're trying to work a deal out with Hendrickson. So let's just assume he comes back. They basically do seem like they're running it back because they haven't had, I mean, I'll double check, but their moves have been
their own guys
signing their own guys back.
Mm-hmm. But they're kind of critical. They're still in the prime of their careers easily. Right?
Now they got off to an awful start. They started the season 1-4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they dug a huge hole and still had a shot to get into
the
playoffs.
What did they finish? Did they finish 9-8 or did they get to 10? Did they get to 10 wins?
I think it was 9.
9?
Double check.
So they're not going to have the world's toughest schedule in terms of those extra games that they throw in there. I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of high that
they have the skins that high. I mean, I love what they've done so far. Really happy with it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm still just kind of scared.
I'm just kind of surprised they have a team behind Washington to dethrone the Eagles when they didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about Washington, about the Skins being number one?
I mean, they were NFC Championship and they improved their roster. I mean, are they the top team? I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends on staying healthy. What are they going to do in the draft? What do they do at running back?
I think it helps that they play them twice.
Yep, certainly does.
None of the other teams on that list would play them twice. So.
Well, that would help to dethrone them?
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, you can get home field over them and then make it harder for the Eagles to repeat as Super Bowl champions.
Uh-huh.
I think that the biggest task for them, specifically against the Eagles, is did they do enough defensively by adding these guys to stop Saquon Barkley?
Not yet. They haven't. I don't think.
You just have to hope Barkley doesn't have another 2,000
Well, do you think
season.
Here's the overall question? We kind of been talking. Have they closed the gap? I think that they have, just
I
by
so.
The losses that Philly has suffered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
I think
with that.
They have closed the gap. It's just to how much? I don't know. And of course, we're not done. Neither team's done with the draft coming up.
But like you said, when you look at the NFL futures to win the Super Bowl,
they're still like
most of these books. They're 7, 8, 9. They're not 2.
I don't think it's a terrible wager. Plus 1,600. You should put a Hunsky on
it. Sounds like something Drab should look
Drabby.
Into. This is the perfect draft.
He doesn't want to bet on the
maybe
Commanders.
Maybe not quite the long shot he's used to.
He'd rather bet on the Raiders with Pete Carroll.
Yeah, but he knows he's just lighting money on fire.
Is not nearly long enough.
Right, you'd like the super long odds. Yeah.
No, I just put $20 on Arkansas to win the national championship.
And what are their odds?
I don't know. $20 will pay me 2,600.
That's so pretty good.
130-1.
That's what are Pete Carroll's and Geno Smith's odds
to win the Super Bowl?
Plus 10,000.
A trillion to 1.
Plus 10,000.
That's where money.
Probably. You don't want to put $10 on Geno?
Oh, I will before the season starts.
But that would only get you 1,000. If you put 10, put 100, you get you 10,000.
I'll probably put $10 on.
Put $10 on that.
That can't be right.
That's what I see. That's it.
With the Raiders,
or any of them? really.
If you want to chime in, do you think the Commanders have closed the gap and are worthy of being crowned number one, most likely to knock off the Philadelphia Eagles, which includes AFC teams?
I mean, they're definitely worthy. The thing that I can't get over in my head is all those last second games that all went in our favor. Like, I just don't think we're going to run the table
cardiac
like that.
Commanders.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to happen. We're not going to be quite as lucky in end of game situations.
Now, one of them was a 2-point conversion that they stopped right against the Saints.
Yeah.
Then they had the Eagles game where Devontae Smith dropped it.
Yep.
But to their credit, they then drove the ball down and scored.
Well, and Hurts was out.
Can't remember the circumstance, but you remember Neighbors dropped the ball on the sideline.
That was early in the season.
Yeah. Fourth down. Yep.
Yeah.
That was their first win.
Mm-hmm. They got some breaks.
Then you had the playoff game against Tampa where they won on the last drive after Baker botched the snap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, I'll say that Jaden put in those situations, made the plays to get them the dub.
I mean,
they didn't just hand the dubs to the Commanders. The Commanders still had to make plays.
They earned those last second wins.
Right.
What is the cliche, Cakes? Cool as a cucumber? Is that what it is?
Cool as a cucumber.
What did I say? You said
cool as a pepper or something.
No, you said cool as an onion.
Cool as an onion.
This is so old school. EB and I had an appearance where they actually asked us.
It was in Chantilly, Herndon.
We had to play sports.
What's the name of that bar?
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yeah, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, yeah.
I remember we had to play Sports Jeopardy. And they asked us the question and wrote it down. EB flashed his card. I couldn't believe it.
By the way,
I told you I didn't know. I just guessed.
On FanDuel, you know, it's dead last to win the Super Bowl.
Dead last. Hold on. The Jags?
The team that Flame thinks is making the playoffs.
Oh, the Giants.
I didn't say that. I bet on 4-1 odds. It's not like I have great faith. Right.
JP's doing a broad. Somebody's going to surprise you.
Yeah, he's doing that bit.
The Giants.
That's someone will surprise. It won't be the Giants.
That was my take.
Yeah,
but you said that about the Commanders last year.
I was clearly wrong. All of us were.
My Cakes.
Cakes was kind of right.
Valdez, too. Valdez is looking incredulous. Well, he was all over the Commanders, too.
Okay, but no one thought they were going NFC Championship.
I thought double-digit wins. I was kind of grasping.
With an asterisk. Remember that.
I do remember that. But you didn't have the cojones to really bet the 11.
Yes, you guys thought they were going to the playoffs, but they still surprised everybody.
Right. Of course.
Yes.
Never forget the asterisk.
Turns out Jaden is a superstar. They drafted a superstar at number 2.
He certainly played like that.
The Hall of Famer.
I mean, his potential Hall of Famer.
I mean, he's 1-for-1 in Hall of Fame years.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would guess
it's 1-for-1.
Next year, hopefully he's 2-for-2.
Yeah. He's on a Hall of Fame track. I mean, so was Donovan McNabb, and it all fell apart. So, you know.
It all fell apart for him when he got traded here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Happened to a lot of guys.
When Andy Reid bamboozled
during the Snyder era, a lot of the guys they brought in turned into pumpkins once they got here.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think that time is done now. We're getting guys on the...
Yeah, there were pros, and then there were duds.
We're getting guys on the come up now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got anyway, real adults in charge.
Your biggest challengers to the Eagles per CBS Sports. You're right. Kansas City. I don't know why. I looked at it a couple times. I didn't see Kansas City.
I mean, they got to be in there.
Thank you, Cakes.
No. I don't know, man. I'm looking at the list again, Jason. The guy writes, why no Chiefs? Well, it's pretty simple. Even though Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are plenty of locks to make noise in January, their lofty 2024 win total proved misleading on the biggest stage when they were thoroughly and historically embarrassed. So they didn't make the list.
They're right
according
there.
According to this. All right. I don't know.
You want to look at the list?
Read a different article.
Kansas City Chiefs. Boom, boom, boom.
All right. I mean, I'm not making this up, but...
You got a hurting computer.
But the Bills were 5. The Lions were 4.
Yep.
At number 3 was the Rams, the Bengals 2, and the Washington Commanders by CBS Sports,
deemed
the most likely to dethrone the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win that $100 gift card on a game show Wednesday. We're going to play Junkies Trivia, 800-636-1067. We're going to reward our most loyal listeners next here on The Junkies.
Welcome back.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll connect with Spencer Carberry, head coach of your Washington Capitals. They're getting ready for the playoffs.
Playoffs?
I mean, it's right around the corner.
I mean, they're just, all they're doing is cruising into the playoffs. Just casually,
I just
looking at other teams like fighting for wild card spots, just looking at them like we've got our spots,
and that's a good spot to be
loaded.
In. I just hope that once the games really, really matter, there's no lull because they haven't had a game that really, really mattered. Everything is focused on Ovi and getting to the record, but in terms of winning games that you have to for for playoff spots or positioning, they haven't had to do that in a long time.
True.
All right, we have the $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. MHE restaurants include Circa, Trio Grill, Salt, El Bebe, and Open Bar. You can get more info at thefandc.com/contest. And we have tickets to Live and Collective Soul. Since whoever does a game gets criticized for doing the game, I don't want to say how we're going to do it. I'm going to ask you, do we give away the $100 gift card first, or do we build up to that and then give away the live tickets first?
It's your choice. You can make the executive decision yourself. How about that? Ball's in your court.
I say we give the $100 gift card away first.
There you have it.
All right.
That's all what's up for grabs right now.
Let's go to Mike in Gainesville. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, hello, buddy. Mike.
Hey, Mike. What is the newest addition to our studio?
Talked about it several times today. Tweeted about it.
You just got up, didn't you?
Don't help him.
No.
Sorry, bro.
No, does not win.
We're trying to reward the loyal listeners. Yep. Got to listen harder.
Yep.
Listen longer.
Listen more intently.
Let's go to Steve, South Riding. Steve.
What's up? Good morning, boys.
What is the newest addition to our studio?
Well, it's putting me on tilt because it's off-centered, but it's the Ovechkin countdown.
Ah, yes. It's the world's worst half-court shooter. Yeah, I know that voice anywhere.
That's it, baby.
I actually realized, congratulations, you're going to win the prize. There's an alternative answer because we also have the Pete Medhurst photo with Diana Rossini.
We would have accepted that.
But I think that predated the Ovi goal tracker.
Yes.
I think that went up first.
Hey, and Steve, congrats, man. Enjoy the gift card.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve's a good dude.
Now, that's a great listener. He's been with us for many, 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 many years.
Whatever happened to your buddy, the guy that like filmed the documentaries?
Mike.
Mike from Burke. Dude?
Yeah.
Mike from Burke. I talked to him recently, actually, about you guys. But, he's still doing his thing. He's got kids in high school or whatever. I don't know. He films, like, competitions in D.C. for, like, 48-hour film competitions, like this local competition thing.
Does he still listen to the show?
Oh, yeah. He's a P1.
He's still the CEO of Little Bit Malney Films.
Nice. Little Bit Malney Films.
Right.
Very good. It's a classic.
Excellent. All right, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, I think Mike tweets us from time to time.
I just don't know. All right, more? We got one other?
Yeah, we have the...
We got the live tickets
to go see Live and Collective Soul.
It's a great one. All right, let's go to Carl. Hey, Carl.
What's up, gents?
Hello,
this is
Carl.
Bobblehead Carl, right?
Bobblehead Carl. That Ovi counter's about $3 on eBay.
I'm shocked it made it to the wall then.
What about a Kyle Kuzma with his long sweater?
What's that one going
for? What is this going for?
Kyle Kuzma's about $30 to $40 right now.
That's a pretty good one.
Look at his long arms. Look at those go.
And why is the Ovi counter going for? Are there far fewer?
No, they're giving them away. Like if you bought a certain package this year of like 3 games, they gave you one. There's still plenty around. My buddy got like a case of them for $5 each at the garage sale, and he's been selling them and making crazy money.
Just making bank.
How much did you pay for your Junkies bobbleheads? Now you maybe went to our 20th anniversary to get them, but I remember you telling me something that you needed to find two.
Yeah, the the Bish and the JP were a little bit more pricier. I think they were like $150 from, and they came from Florida. The EB and Hakes came from
cheapos.
Pennsylvania, and I think they were $50 for both.
How dare you?
We're triple that.
Man, why is that so, that's disrespectful? Yeah.
I'll take that.
Hey, what about a CJ Abrams streetwear bobblehead?
They're giving them away for target practice down at the stadium right now.
Damn it.
All right. Here's your question.
All right.
Someone tells
Carl.
Me he's going to get this. I think he's going to win.
How old is EB's mom?
Oh, she's definitely, I want to say 87, but I'm not 100% sure. I know she's in the 80s.
Is that your answer?
Yes, this is his answer.
87 or 88. I'm going to go 87.
Oh, well, let's go to the next caller.
Dagger. Oh, Carl, Baba Head.
EB referenced a very famous Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the last clue
reason,
I'll give you.
That number resonates with me, a guy from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. George.
Hey, George.
George is here. Good morning, Dunks.
Same question for you. We're trying to reward our loyal listeners. How old is EB's mom?
88.
You got
yes. EB referenced Lynn Swann. Could have gone with Michael Irvin.
You could have gone with Ovi.
Yeah,
that works too.
I guess it would have.
Definitely
would have. Yeah, but I don't think of Ovi as 88. I mean, I get it. 2 8s.
Yeah, 2 8s next to each other.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations, buddy.
The year we graduated high school.
Who can be a more current 88 than obviously Michael Irvin and Lynn Swann?
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's, all right.
There you go, CD.
I mean, for sure.
All those guys were 88.
Is there another?
I mean, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are.
Dez and
Drew Pearson.
Right. What about Dez Bryant? What about skinnies? Have we had any great 88s over the years?
For the skins?
I feel like 88 is a great wide receiver number.
It's a really good one.
And coming up, it's a great number.
Santana wore 89.
He run. Yeah.
Pierre Garçon.
Garçon was an 88.
He was pretty good while he was here.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Doc Walker.
Doc was 88. Nice.
Legend.
Good one.
Because Monk was 83. No.
Monk was 81.
81. Yeah. Sanders was 83. And then Clark was 84.
84.
Oh, I suck at it.
Yeah. I'm not great. I'm
Donnie Warren, 85.
Not great with numbers.
Clint Didier, 86.
Yeah.
87.
Albert Connell.
He definitely was an 87.
He wore 87. Not like he's some noteworthy.
But I feel like that in the last 15 years, we haven't necessarily had like a stud 88.
Rod Gardner, 87?
Yes.
Maybe. No, he wore 50-50.
50-50.
He should have.
Yeah. By the way, I did not win the 50-50 raffle at the Caps game. The streak continues. Ooh, maybe it'll hit when I go to the Islanders arena. Oh, that's what I need, Valdez. I need to do the 50-50.
Hey.
In away turf.
Enemy territory 50-50.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
Wait, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So you're hobnobbing with like Jim Van Stone and people in the Monumental Suite.
Hobnobbing is a stretch. I talked with Jim for 2 or 3 minutes.
Now, he's not there the whole time.
No,
he pops
came in. For a pop-in. We talked for a bit. And then I just basically was hanging out with my family for the most part.
Okay, so you didn't know anybody else in the suite.
No, did not.
Because
no
I was going to say, are you buying the 50-50 in front of JVS?
No. JP, you understand? I walked into the arena. As soon as one of the 50-50 people walked by me, I grabbed them and bought $20 worth. Like on the concourse before I even got into the suite.
Mm.
Now, they showed up in the suite later, and I considered double dipping, but I didn't.
Mm.
I
you
only
know
went
Jason,
my initial $20.
Jason used to say you can't watch sports without gambling.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people like that.
I know a lot of guys.
It's hard,
right?
If they're going to watch unless
it's a team that I really, really, you know, want to win.
I think my boy Vinny's that way.
But I think Cakes is like that when he goes to the arena. Can you enjoy a game knowing you're not going to participate in the 50-50?
This will shock you. I've kind of cooled on it for the most part of late. I think the last couple of Wizards games, I haven't done the 50-50.
But is that because of circumstance? Like you weren't near the guy?
No, I just feel beaten down. Like
you've lost too many times.
I've lost too many times. But here's the uptick: is that you're donating to a good cause. So if I lose $20 or $40, it goes to charities that the Wiz or the Caps support. So I don't feel like I'm completely wasting my money.
You're not nubs enough that when you have your appointment with the tax guy,
yeah,
and he says, What about your charitable contributions?
Yeah.
That you include the 50-50?
No, because, I mean, that number would be so small. It would be like eight.
Am I really going to give?
Yeah, I spent $80 in 2024 on 50-50 raffle entries. I don't count that. Though maybe it does come under the umbrella when he asks, do you have any gambling winnings? And I say,
I don't know, maybe.
And then he says, do you have any gambling losses? And then I say, just write them to offset the winnings. You know what I'm saying? Let's do a little offset here, okay? That's generally the way it works.
Yeah, all right.
Just because my wins are, you know, the wins are small enough where they're not really going to get the next level of scrutiny.
Are you going to be moving to Thailand for tax evasion?
After I've been watching White Lotus, there's no chance I'm moving to Thailand. Too much wackiness happening over there.
After you filled me in, my wife and I went back and watched the part.
Yeah.
Did you get titillated?
The part that you missed?
Did you get titillated?
Like the most pivotal part of the latest episode? You mean that part?
Even though it's like
I don't think it's pivotal, but...
It's not pivotal?
It's a big part of, you know, the reason why Patrick Schwarzenegger looks like a ghost the rest of the episode.
Yeah, it's why he's
But both of us missed it.
Mm.
Both of us.
Your wife missed it too?
Yeah. She told you
are you talking about like whose hand is
whose? Yes.
I mean, somehow Cakes was locked in on it.
He was locked in on
it.
They don't show the hand. They just show kind of like the sheets.
It's a pretty important like plot twist.
Is it easy
as to
miss
going
or no?
No, it's not easy to miss.
How about it's front and center?
Both of us missed it.
So they're actually not showing. It's not like a porno.
No.
It's insinuated.
Right.
Yes.
You see like a
But I thought it was, like, I thought you saw his Johnson
they're
and everything.
They're showing
that
the brother.
That was a different episode.
Now,
the spoiler alert, they're showing the brother in his arm reaching out towards the other brother who's lying down underneath like a sheet on the bed.
Right.
And
with a totem pole in his
Yes, they show a tent.
I mean, there's something happening.
There's a tent.
Okay, yeah. there's activity happening. I don't know how JP and Jess both just snoozed on
it. That's just so weird. I can't watch that.
Because it was I'm right about the point where we were falling asleep. Like, I think we watched the rest of the episode last night, and I think we had watched like 5 or 10 more minutes. So
you're still in on it?
Yeah. I still like it. You want to stay? You're out. Yeah, You're never in.
Well, yeah, how many out? You're never
in. You described some really wild stuff. I don't need that.
There's definitely wild stuff.
By the way, when are we going to pitch David? When are we going to pitch him on our Snyder bio doc or whatever we were calling it?
I don't know. He gave kind of a casual text message back.
Like, yeah, so that's great.
He was like, yeah, it sounded like he wanted to do the segment, but.
Yeah, he's out.
He's kind of big-timing us, I think.
He's big-timing us?
Bigger fish to
Maybe
fry.
Maybe he's big-timing us because JP keeps saying White Lotus is terrible this season.
I didn't say White Lotus is terrible.
Well, I mean, you're talking about falling asleep in the episode. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Well, I'm watching at 11 o'clock.
He's not listening.
Well, he always says that people text him every time he's mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, I guarantee
JP says every day how slow the season is.
He might have some explaining to do about some of the plot twists. That's all I'm saying.
He's not the writer and he's not the director.
He's involved in the story.
I mean, he might pick them.
He's involved in the storyline. Like, they all run it by him. And he goes, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Patrick,
it's got people talking, Valdez.
Have the two brothers do, like, wild stuff. Like, illegal stuff. Isn't that illegal?
Not in Thailand.
I think in Thailand, you can do anything. Yeah. You can get away with murder in Thailand.
I don't know. The last text, and it was to me and Drab, he's like, S, I do love this idea. Doing it on Friday would be way better.
Right. And then we just never respond.
Yeah.
Why don't you say, yo, can we do it? Pick a Friday.
Okay.
This Friday, though.
I've become the point man. I hadn't talked to him in 20 years, just like you guys.
I don't know. You be the point man.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Spencer Carberry, head coach of your Washington Capitals here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. New addition to the studio. You can check out the picture on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow there. We have an Ovi tracker in studio. Mm-hmm. What does it say, Cakes?
Six goals left to break Wayne Gretzky's record.
Six goals to go.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of the Capitals and Ovi scoring, going to talk to our pal, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. What's up, Coach?
Morning, guys.
So we were talking about the memorabilia that the Capitals sent us. We have a nice Ovi tracker now.
It's very fancy.
It's six goals to go. Yeah. Cakes needs a couple of maybe hat tricks because he's got his game coming up that he's bought road tickets for.
I'm going to be. Now, look, this is a very.
Might need you
asking for some extra shifts?
I mean, look, I'm not asking for anything out of the ordinary. Just Ovi to score, I don't know, one or two against Minnesota to keep him on pace. So when I'm in the building at UBS Arena Sunday, April 6th,
right,
I could potentially witness history. It would be fun. Is that too big of an ask?
An extra shift or two.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal at all.
No biggie, right? I mean, it's
By the way, how do you even track that, Coach? Like, because I know, I think you said, gone on record, you know, and saying that you're trying to maybe a shift or two less, you know, to try to keep them fresh, et cetera. I mean, the guy is 39 years old, whatever he is. How do you even keep track of that to know where you are?
It's more of like an in-game, just see, you know, monitoring his minutes, monitoring what he looks like that night, monitoring schedule. There's a lot of different stuff that goes into it. And then,
so do you have an active count? Like they said, hey, it's through one period, you know, he's been out there for 7 minutes. Like, do you have like that specific of a number?
Real-time data, I'm sure you get that.
Yeah, so some of the time, so we have two separate iPads on the bench.
Okay.
One is film, which you can go back through. The other one is stats, so it tracks like every little stat that you could think of, face-offs, time on ice. So I periodically will check that just to see where guys are at and just to monitor. Usually you have a feel for a guy's been out there quite a bit or not enough, but that can just confirm it for you on that iPad on the bench.
Right.
Coach, recently I heard a conversation about college basketball, really, and analytics and how you're seeing a lot more three-pointers, but now teams are emphasizing offensive rebounds. And I'm wondering, I don't know that we've talked to you too much about hockey analytics. What are the has there been a change over the last decade or so with analytics, a change in the way you approach coaching?
Oh, big time. It's heavily involved now, especially – It's starting to become more prevalent with the coaches and preparation and pre-scouts, like on the coach level that's presented to the players. It's still pretty base level of what we share with the players, what terms we use, because there's a lot of stuff that they like. This is a real basic one. It's called Corsi. But if you start throwing that around with the players, they're not really sure what it is. They're like, what? Some guys know it, some guys don't. But what I'll tell you at the management level and how they evaluate players and make decisions based on trades, drafting players, it is a massive part of what teams are doing now. They have huge analytic teams that are sifting through numbers to sort of evaluate players, team stuff. So we have that on our sort of upstairs where we'll get reports and that stuff, but they work separately from us. But every team now has an analytics department.
So Coach Carbs, Chicky gets paid 8 years, $72 million. He was a huge ad this offseason. He gets rewarded with the massive deal. And the funny detail coming out of it was, I guess that's what happens when the owner, Ted Leonsis, wears your jersey to a game. Then the next day there's a phone call with Chicky's agent. And I guess Chikrin indicated that's kind of what got the ball rolling on getting the deal done so quickly. So talk about Chikrin. I saw some of your comments and quotes about him, that he's a guy that's not going to, you know, rest on his laurels now with the money. He works hard every single day. Talk about having Chicky in the fold now for multiple years.
Yeah, I really think that he's still so young, and I think he would agree, and he's said this to me, and I believe it, is he's got his best hockey is in front of him. Like, he has still such potential, and he's already a great elite defenseman in the NHL, but feels like he's just scratching the surface of what he's capable of doing in this league. And so that's exciting as a coach, someone that, you know, is going to be in the organization for a long, long time and wants to continue to grow and wants to continue to get better. When you make a long-term commitment, you feel really, really comfortable with a guy like Chicky, and he's had just a tremendous year. He's helped our team so much. And the funny part of that story, because I was talking to him yesterday about it, is the guys were giving him a hard time because Ted was wearing his jersey. So they thought that the guys just assumed, like, oh, do you have something to share with us, Chickie? And he's like, no, not at all.
Right.
And it was just total coincidence that, you know, in the next day things start to heat up, and that's sort of when the ball got rolling on the final legwork of his deal getting done. But it was just a total coincidence. But the guys that thought exactly what you just said, that there was like, whoa, what's going on here? Is Ted's wearing your jersey because you have something to announce to us?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I didn't even realize, Coach. So did he make his debut in the NHL in 2016?
Yep.
How old was
he? Yeah, in Arizona,
was he like 12? Yeah, how old was
he's a young dude.
Yeah, he played right away at a really young age. So, you know, that's where you look at some defensemen. Usually when they get these bigger contracts, they're a little bit older, like 28, 29, where Chickie's still...
He's 26.
Right. Yeah.
Five more days.
Still in his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would argue, like, just about to hit his prime, where, you know, a lot of the UFAs, usually they're around 28, 29 when they get that deal, and they're, you know, 35 by the end of it, where Chickie feel like, you know, he's got tons of runway and tons of great years left in his career, and he's going to be a big part of the organization for years to come.
Coach, I didn't watch the game last night. I took 3 melatonin pretty early, so I was knocked out. 12 milligram gummies, by the way.
That's big. You went hard.
But I was talking to a buddy who did. He said, you know what, that was a playoff atmosphere with the two best teams in the league last night. Your thoughts on the atmosphere in Winnipeg?
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. It was always a difficult place to play in Winnipeg. Loud fans get into it. You know, the way their team plays, and they make it real difficult on you, especially early in that hockey game or early in games when you play in Winnipeg. So it was. There wasn't a lot of real estate. There wasn't a lot of time and space. It was tight checking, competitive on every single puck battle. It felt like every possession was a big moment in the game. And I thought we handled it okay. I thought started a little bit slow. Second got a little bit better. And then third period, it took us a little bit we were down one going into the third. And the start of the third wasn't great. But then we came on in the second half of the third and we were able to get that game tied up.
Coach, I saw Bevilier's comments a few days ago about getting indoctrinated into the pregame tunnel shenanigans here with the Capitals. What's your best guess on why he's been on so many teams already? Six teams. Seems like a great kid. He's only been here for a little bit, but seems like he's assimilated pretty well.
Yeah, I think that was just a product of he was in Long Island for a long time. And you know, a big part of their sort of core group of guys it was a really good team when Barry was there, and they were constantly pushing the envelope. Like, I remember they took Tampa to 7 the year they won it. Like, they were a really good team, went to the playoffs every year and went on a few good runs. And then the last few years, I think just because he's been on some shorter term deals, he's gotten moved at the deadline. And so that, you know, you end up playing on a couple teams each year because you get moved at the deadline, because teams that are qualifying for the playoffs are in search of players that they think that they can help, which is an example of what happened this year for him. But he's been fantastic. I've liked his speed. I've liked what he's brought, tenacity on the puck. He gets in, he forechecks. So he's fit in with our group really well, and especially with our identity as a team and who he is as a person. Like, guys, he's a good dude, and guys appreciate him in the locker room, and he's fit in nicely with our group.
Coach, earlier on the show, Cake said that you guys were coasting into the playoffs, so have a good coast. We'll talk to you next week.
11 games left.
Coasting, but yeah, we'll keep grinding.
Yep.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
You know how we were talking
about... Probably doesn't like the coasting term.
You know how we were talking about that last segment?
Yeah.
How you kind of dominate the regular season, and then you just have a lull in the postseason. Remember the Boston Bruins 2 years ago had 135 points?
Yep.
They had 65 wins in the regular season.
And the Panthers took them out in the first round.
And they lost in the first round.
I do remember. It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. So when you say coast into the playoffs, I say, I hope that they're treating every game No. Even though they know they're going to be one seed, like a playoff game.
The one thing we've learned, having so many good Caps teams, I know we're going to break, is the gauntlet that the playoff season is.
I know.
It's tough,
I
mean, man. It's brutal to get through.
It's brutal.
I mean, eights can beat ones.
Yep.
That was Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAortho.com. Coming up next, EB's commercial break film study of Shador Sanders.